DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
This old house is made possible by a grant from Owens Corning Fiberglass, makers of pink fiberglass insulation, fiberglass ceiling panels, bathing fixtures, and other Owens Corning building products that put houses in the pink.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. Welcome to This Old House. We've got a lot to talk about today. We haven't been here in a week, so we'll be getting a progress report from the homeowners. Norm and I are going to spend most of the show today building some cabinets. And we'll also have a visit from an interior decorator who helps Debbie pick wall surfaces and floor finishes. But I think the most interesting thing we could do right now is meet with Ben and Debbie and see what kind of a week they had.
Episode 198 coming at you, the Home Improvement Edition.
Isn't that what they did on that show?
Me and DJ Gower, we're homeowners. And yeah, we constantly do home repairs. And man, my back is broken right now and it hurts.
Yeah, man. It's the fucking home repair onion. You know what I mean? You peel back one layer and you got like nine new fucking projects to do.
That's exactly right. And you will hear an unreleased track from yours truly.
Ooh.
Matador.
World exclusive alert. World exclusive alert.
Matador does home repair. I'm a homo.
Nerd.
That's right. It's the next day. We partied hard last night. Like to apologize to everyone involved for my monsterness on the lawyer edition.
DJ Matador learning how foam tastes by consuming microphones.
I was like a WWF wrestler. Jesus. Yeah. Roiding.
Like the windscreen on the microphone was like moist from him consuming it.
So moist. Anyway, yeah.
I love moist. Fuck. So many people hate that word.
I like to say fuck Chip and Joanna, you piece of shit bastards. Every wife in America.
Chip
is,
and Joanna Gaines.
That's right.
Okay.
They can look
the
my
home improvement yeah. show people.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Fixer Upper.
Yep. And Rehab Addict and all those shows. They take a poor man like me and give their wife all kinds of ideas and
all you have to
smash
do is
cut
this wall.
Look at this amazing kitchen. Yeah, fucking right.
We did it for $5,000.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, because you had two semi-trucks full of every piece of equipment and tool that you needed, master professional fucking technicians to do the job.
Every right tool for the right for the job.
All you had to do was buy the supplies.
Yeah, exactly.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
No one believes your shit.
That's right. And, yeah, so that's where we're at. We're the homo nerds.
Oh, kind of
trying
like,
to cope.
Kind of like those other bullshit reality shows, where it's like people going to buy a home.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to buy a home in this island resort, right? And they show them like three different houses and then decide on which one it is. Yeah, come to find out, yeah, like 90% of those, like they've already purchased the home and already made all those decisions and they just...
House hunters.
Yeah, and so they just go out there and say, okay, well, let's do a show about it.
I've got actually a firsthand account of that show, House Hunters... L.A.
International?
No, L.A. or something. I'd like to give a shout-out to Matt Axe, Matt Brown, his wife's brother.
Matt Accident.
Was trying to be an actor or whatever. He got the call from one of those shows. He showed up. He met this girl that he'd never seen in his life. They go to all these listings.
Did they have to get married?
They go to all these listings, right? Okay. And then they just fake, and they tell him what to say. Like, all right, now look surprised at the, I like this foyer, it's really spacious, blah blah blah. Completely fake as fuck.
Yeah, like exactly.
Then they pay the actors and then they
oh, so they were actually on an episode then, or
yeah, they did like I think four episodes in one day or something
for like four different shows.
Yeah, yeah.
meet Jeff and Sarah.
Yeah,
meet
dude.
Mike and Susan.
Exactly. Exactly. So funny. I wish I could actually ask, this is a secondhand story, I wish I could actually ask the dude, like, all the details, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's fucking great, man. I mean, here's the deal, people.
Brett Sislow? Anyway, Brett, shout out to Brett, and it's hilarious. What's the House Hunter story?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal, like, being a homeowner in so many ways is great, because, you know... You're not paying somebody else's mortgage, you're paying your own, right? And so every time you make that payment, you're paying into or off an investment that has a return, right? The goal is to buy low and sell high, just like any good stock, right? And if you can buy low in a high area and efficiently fix it up and bring it up to expectations, then you can make a greater margin, right? And this is where flippers get involved, right? Because they want to find those places that are in those really nice neighborhoods or whatever, maybe even a cheap neighborhood, and buy three or four of them, and they gut them, get the cheapest materials they can that look the nicest, throw it in there, make it look, slap some lipstick on the pig, and fucking flip that shit for twice what they paid for it.
Yep, and that's the American way, and here comes some home improvement tracks.
Well, I'm sorry. So where I was going with that, though, is that you go online and you're looking at pictures, say, like on Realtor or whatever it is, right? And you're like, oh, wow, that house looks nice because, you know, they made it look nice, right? So people are like, oh, let's go look at that house, blah, 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 right? When in fact, it's actually like shit, like garbage, like... You go to turn on the faucet and the handle's like loose and it's brand new. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so back in the day, they actually made shit to fucking last, right? It was like craftsmanship and quality, right? Which you don't really fucking get anymore. You get disposable fucking America. You just go buy one at the dollar store kind of attitude. And then everything fucking falls apart. And then we wonder why, like, 20 years later, the fucking walls are caving in and shit.
Absolutely. And that's the plight of the American homeowner.
Well, it really goes to show when there's a definitive line in, like, home construction or whatever, where we see it becoming, like, an industry and becoming this, like, corporate machine. You got to build houses, which means that you need construction companies and labor and all these kind of things, and they factor all this stuff in and they plan and build neighborhoods and all this shit, right? And once all that started to happen, that's when we got this gentrification of community. Some ass clown sitting in a fucking desk that's an engineer is going to tell us the right layout for the streets that's going to make us all love each other, go fuck yourself.
And treason.
Got me speeding down the interstate. See what I'm eating, want a piece up off my dinner plate. Hey, she fucking me cause how I win the race. Plus I ain't cheap, I'm rolling reefer, counting bigger cake. Wait, I'm talking fast car, big estate. Money coming cash, plus in the bank. Nigga, don't believe me, throw it in your face. Bitch, I'm in the building like real estate.
I'm still the same,
yeah.
I know it ain't a thing. Yeah, it's not the zip code, ain't a damn thing. I'm getting money, keep the champagne coming, coming. My curtains coming, ain't a damn thing funny now. I'm straight, straight. When you getting money, motherfuckers go, hey, hey. Find the baddest bitch and get her number. I don't even call her, call her. Feel like $1 million.
When they make it, they should put my face up on $1 million bill.
Dollar bill. They should put my face up on $1 million bill.
Dollar bill.
Cause that's how I feel.
Yeah,
cause that's how I feel.
Yeah,
cause that's how I feel.
Yeah,
cause that's how I feel.
Yeah, hey. Ballin's not a hobby, it's my occupation. Hoes on my dick, that's my confirmation. Couple stars with me, that's a constellation. Jackson's, Grand's, Benji's, that's my conversation. Touch the pedal once, it look like I'm racing. Eyes Chinese, smoke like I'm Jamaican. VIP rolling doobies up and facing. 12 bottles of rosé, I'm on some gang shit. Getting all this shit, cake crumbling, ain't nothing. Told them little niggas I take from them. Laughing my way all the way to the bank. Try to talk but they can't, they just stand there with their staring, hating, mumbling. What you make a year, I guarantee I spend it clubbing. Started kinda hot, now it's safe to say we bubbling. 400 on the zip, blow it all day.
All day.
Another city state, another meal to
say
make.
I'm still the same, I know it ain't a bad thing. It's not the zip code, ain't a damn thing changed. I'm getting money, keep the champagne coming, coming. My curtains coming, ain't a damn thing funny now. I'm straight,
straight.
When you getting money, motherfuckers go, hey, hey. Find the baddest bitch and get her number, I don't even call her.
Cause that's how I feel.
Yeah,
cause that's how I feel.
Yeah,
cause that's how I feel.
I did it! I supercharged my riding mower! Oh no! I've killed Wilson! Looks like it's back to jail for me.
We'll be right back. Story house, how sad it is. 7 days a week?
Lend you a hand, but plum means one thing I don't understand. It's true. Baby, I can tell you got a big problem. When I flush the jug, then your shower goes on. Now what you gonna do? If Drano's a joke and your plunger is broke, baby, call the manch with a monkey wrench. Baby, he'll be there for you.
Episode 198 coming at ya, the Home Improvement Edition. And yeah, that show sucks, dude. Home Improvement. When was the last time
you
watched it?
Shout out to Tim Allen. Your garbage television.
Yeah, I don't know. Coke addiction. Exactly.
Way to redeem yourself in Toy Story, bro.
I don't know that he ever did. Maybe Rock. Galaxy Quest.
Toy Story? Come on. Fucking Buzz Lightyear. That's redeemable.
This guy's a Disney aficionado. He loves it. Can't get enough of it.
Slob it. I was on like Disney Plus when it was like just Disney Minus.
He was one of the first. Anyway, we're on our 10-year anniversary.
Disney Plus is garbage, by the way.
And I know. I buy it all, man. It's stupid.
Complete consumer horror when it comes to streaming media.
I have the WWE Network.
Wow. No, see, I've yet to ever fall off of that bridge.
I watched one of them yesterday. It was so horrible. But I was sequestered in my bedroom due to a floor being installed by professionals.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
That's
the other thing, too, you know. You can do it yourself, sure. But there's a reason why professionals are a lot more fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah, and they're fast, too, you know. They have all the right tools, like...
The right tools, the right experience. They already know the obstacles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, while you're sitting there watching fucking YouTube trying to figure out how to turn on the fucking saw, like, they're already halfway done with the living room.
That's exactly right. Yep.
So sometimes the most powerful tool in your tool bag is your credit card.
Yeah. And it's nice to stop the bleeding once the home improvement projects are wrapping up, which I'm in that phase, thank God.
Yeah, you know, that's
it's
the other thing.
It's been expensive as shit.
You know, you got to kind of like plan everything in phases because it is so fucking expensive, you know. You do this, and then you wait a minute and let the coffers rebuild, and then you go and do that and empty them out again and, you know, back at it again and a couple of months of top ramen and then, all right, cool, here we go. Here come the cabinets.
That's true. Anyway, like to give a shout out to any homeowner going through the same shit we're going through. Fuck, man, it's brutal, dude.
Pay your bills, bitch.
The old home improvement. Such a struggle.
And it's not always an improvement either. Like, sometimes you think you're making an improvement, and maybe it was better before.
Yeah, my bedroom, I put in the flooring and did the baseboards, and I also, there was a piece, dry rotted piece of drywall in the closet that I replaced, and it's like buckled out.
Just like disintegrated in your hand.
No,
wall buckled?
It just buckles out. Like, oh. So when we're selling it, I'm sure someone's going to be like, what the fuck happened?
Well, like, speaking of drywall.
Matador,
right,
does home repair.
I had a hole in a piece of drywall. I had to cut something out of a bathroom. There was like an old in-wall heater thing that I had to take out. And standard drywall, right? 3/4 inch thick or something like that, right? So I go down to the store, I buy a sheet of drywall, I cut it to fit, I put it in. It's like an eighth of an inch thinner than what's already there. But the numbers and everything match exactly as far as like, this is the correct product. I bought the right thing. But the difference being that the drywall that was there was probably 20 years old. And they didn't have the precision laser technology to ensure that whatever the fucking cut for it was nano centimeters to the nth degree fucking edging on the side of short cut. So when I put the drywall in, it was like an eighth of an inch thinner. So then I had to go back and buy like a fucking bucket of wall plaster to fill in to make the wall even.
What a nightmare.
Like, what kind of... Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Also, some corporate ass clown can make an extra penny on a sheet of drywall?
He wants his stock to go up 0.25%. Anyway, we're going to play some more music now. Thanks for listening. This is the Home Improvement Edition, Rhyme and Treason.
Creaky doors of treason.
And treason.
Flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Wanted to see what you guys have.
That's great. Whatever you need for your house, we got it. Let me show you. We got tools that'll shape your house with ease. We got tools that'll make this remodel a breeze. We got hammers and nailers and saws and more. We got nail stud finders and sanders galore. We got outputs, inputs, and light switches too. We got cords that'll stretch down a Timbuktu. We got lights that'll shine with great finesse. We got lights that'll satisfy and nothing less.
Come at Lowe's, we wear a red vest. At Lowe's, we're put to the test. At Lowe's, it's a store for homes. At Lowe's, we don't sit on our bones. At Lowe's.
sounds like you guys have a lot of the stuff I need.
Oh, we haven't even started yet. Let's take a trip down to Florin. We'll definitely find something there.
Here in Florin, we have what you need. Wooden floors, carpet, and tile to see. All types of colors and all types of brands. You don't even have to do it with your own hands. We install like nothing, you just sit and watch. We hire pros that'll give it an expert touch. And if you don't want to, that's totally fine. We'll help you load the tile without paying a dime. Now let's take a trip down to the paint desk. All types of paint chips, so choose your best. Set for your rooms and some floss for the kitchen. Forgive me if I sound like I'm sitting here preaching. 1 gallon buckets and 5 gallon pails. As many as you want, we'll make a fair sale. It doesn't stop there, we have all kinds of stains. We even have a top coat called polyurethane.
Come at Lowe's, we wear a red vest at Lowe's. We're put to the test at Lowe's. It's a store for homes at Lowe's. We don't sit on our bums at Lowe's. The customer is first at Lowe's. We work till we burst at Lowe's. Call buttons go off at Lowe's. We don't ever stop.
You know what? I've also been trying to make my landscape a lot better.
Why didn't you say so? Follow me. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Seasonal and garden is the place to be. Gardening tools that obliterate the weeds. Having problems with moles? Look no more. We have all the pest killers you can take out the door. Need some miracle grow? We have plenty of that. Every type of plant food that'll make them plants fat. Amazing plants that'll blow your mind. Kept nice and fresh to last a long time. Now in seasonal, we have great lawn mowers. Ones that'll make the job faster and with power. Grills are our specialty. You wanna know a fact? It'll make the meat so tasty you'll have a heart attack. During Halloween, we have crazy things. Creepy crawly things that'll make you scream. Need some Christmas lights that'll lighten up the block. During Christmas time, we sell them by the flock.
Come at Lowe's. We wear a red vest at Lowe's. We're put to the test at Lowe's. It's a store for homes at Lowe's. We don't sit on our bums at Lowe's. The customer is first at Lowe's. We work till we burst at Lowe's. Call buttons go off at Lowe's. We don't ever stop.
Thank you so much. You really helped me out today.
No problem. But before you leave, there's a couple more things I'd like to say.
Don't forget we have plumbing with pipes that vary from PEX to PSI and S at PVC. Water heaters, we install those too at the commercial sales desk. That's what they do. Don't forget we have showers, toilets, sinks, washers, dryers, and stoves at the Kinks. Enough about us, it's time to let you go. Have a nice day and thanks for shopping at Lowe's.
Come at Lowe's, we wear a red vest at Lowe's. We're put to the test at Lowe's. It's a store for homes at Lowe's.
I wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the smell of fresh cut timber, the crash of mighty trees. With my best girlie by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sits all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He puts on trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on
like a diesel train. He sits all night and he works all day.
My cut up trees are where high heels, suspendies and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear mama. I cut up trees where high heels, suspendies and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear mama.
The feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for
I said, I don't give a damn what you got. I'm gonna record it. They whipped out this piece of paper. I thought it was sheet music, no? Got all excited, cleared my throat, looked at it, said, we have just bought this building. And you're evicted. But before they threw me out, they did give me this lovely Tim Hardin song. Bobby, please.
If I were a carpenter. Episode 198 coming at you. We're closing out the show, the Home Improvement Edition.
I really think we nailed this episode.
Oh, we chainsawed the fuck out of it.
You know, I hope we were able to drill the point home.
I hope you enjoyed the exclusive unreleased track. So rough. Yeah. Matador does Home Repair.
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
I'm no Bob Vila.
That song gave me wood.
Anyway. So we're a couple homeowners just trying
that to
cope.
That didn't cut it.
Trying to fix our fucking houses in America because that's the most valuable thing we have at this point.
So in order to make this an educational podcast.
California.
I want to make this an educational podcast for everybody, so we're gonna give some information here that is just absolutely vital.
Yeah, so get your notepad out and your pencil or pen. Hopefully it's a mechanical pencil, not a number two, because that won't cut it for this.
You won't need an eraser for this. You can use a pen.
This note-taking section.
Okay, all right. Listeners, are you ready for this?
All right, here it comes.
Measure twice. Cut once. I'll say it again. Measure twice, cut once. Do you fucking understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Nobody does that, including me.
And what happens when you don't, Matador?
So I like to take, like, when I'm doing, like, baseboards or something, I take the other piece and measure with that, you know, rather than a tape measure.
Okay, if you're making a new baseboard and didn't
right.
have one, right?
Yeah.
And you had to get that cut.
Oh, yeah,
precision
yeah.
Precision accurate.
Yeah, you can do that. It's pretty simple.
Are you going to measure it once and then just make the cut? Or
pretty
are you
much.
Going to measure it twice to make sure that you've got it right?
I don't abide by that. Just saying.
Well, how many times do you have to redo it then?
I don't. So my house is a piece
oh, you
of
just
shit.
Force it.
House is a just, piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then drinking obviously comes into play due to the misery on your day off of fixing your goddamn house. That's a piece of shit. And then it slows you down twice as much. It's not so, even worth it, kind of, but at least you're like getting drunk and can deal with it.
So if you're still taking notes, Matador's home improvement tip is just shove it in.
That's right. Shove it in, no lube.
Just force it in there.
That's right. Violently.
Yep. Don't even ask.
That's right. This guy's going to get kicked off Podbean, even though we paid them $1,200 at this point. Jesus.
Well, I'm just talking about flooring.
Yeah. And I'm glad I never brought up the blackface thing last night. All right. We're closing out this show.
Hey, all right. And on that note,
I think Tropic Thunder would not be made, right?
Well, I mean, if
in
you
today,
want to change directions here real quick,
sorry.
Close out the show.
I watched that movie the other day. I'm like, there's no way.
It just brings something up. Like, we've come so far so quickly, right? Like, Tropic Thunder isn't even that old. Dave Chappelle's show isn't even that old.
2008.
You could not fucking make that shit today.
There's no way.
There's no way.
People would fucking lose their minds,
absolutely.
Dude. That's you know? So crazy.
Yeah, he'd be, like, arrested.
That is crazy.
Yeah. What the fuck? Where are we, world?
I don't know.
Like, George Carlin would be like,
not to bring my wife,
enemy of the
yeah.
state.
Not to bring my wife into it, but you know, she's like, blackface should never be allowed, and it's horrible, and blah blah blah. I'm like, that movie's hilarious. Tropic Thunder.
Yes, but it's calling out the irony of how ridiculous.
Yeah,
stupid
it's making fun of it,
is.
Right? Yeah.
So. In that sense, it's satire, so it's accepted or allowed, right?
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's not doing it with the intent of,
yeah.
I'm actually going to portray a black person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. What movie was that from the 80s where that dude did the blackface? It's just coming to my head right now, and it was so god-awful. And
I don't know.
So like, there's so many things from the 80s, even, that are outrageously, like, so far off the spectrum of what's acceptable today.
Oh yeah,
like
70s, 80s.
The stereotypes in every movie, like
oh,
I don't
yeah.
care what movie it is, and they walk into a Chinese restaurant, and the family in the restaurant's like, "Oh, hello, thank you for coming to our restaurant," and you're like, "Are you kidding me right now? Like that is so racist." Like,
they didn't give a fuck, and yeah. also they also said shit constantly in every PG movie. What's up with that? You ever notice that?
Was it not one of the seven deadly words?
It was.
Maybe there was only six back then.
All right, rest in peace, John Candy.
All right, so.
Home Improvement.
Big Henry's hammer or whatever. Is that what we're going to close it out with?
Sure. Oh, John Henry?
Henry's hammer or whatever. That's right, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking of the Brawny Man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash. We can close it out with that for sure. And, yeah, thanks for listening. More podcasting coming up.
To all you general contractors out there, realize that us normal folk don't earn as much as you, okay? Cut us a little fucking break here, man. We're just trying to survive in a house. You don't
yeah.
have to take us for, like, our whole 401k to do the goddamn kitchen, okay?
One last bitch fest. I go into the place that I got the counter from, the granite countertop or whatever, to do the backsplash.
Okay.
And this lady laughed in my face. You won't be able to get anyone to do that for at least 3 months. And then I walked out.
She yeah. laughed in your face. Well, how soon did you say you needed it done?
I'm like, hopefully in the next month.
Huh. So, I mean, not like...
Fuck you and your stupid backsplash installers. Like, you're not fucking God's gift to the earth. You do a backsplash. You probably make $50,000 a year. You can fucking kiss my ass. Fuck you all. All right.
And treason.
Grandpa wore his suit to dinner nearly every day. No particular reason, he just dressed that way. Brown necktie and a matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built the closet on our back porch and put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores and banks. Chain-smoked chemicals, cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level. He shaped even every door and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sunday, and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain-smoked chemicals, cigarettes, and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level, shaped even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Now my grandma was a teacher. She went to school in Bowling Green. Traded in a milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud. She used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter. He built houses, stores, and banks. Chain-smoked chemicals, cigarettes, and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level. He shaved even every door. Put it for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
One morning when the toast was burnt and the milk was slightly sour, I was feeling like the milk when the postman hit the door. I jumped onto my own 2 feet and 1 foot of my cat, and I knew by the way she scrabbed my leg that she did not like that. The postman had some envelopes in various shades of brown, with little see-through panels where my name was written down. He seemed to understand my thoughts as he quickly ran away. I went back to the smouldering toast and here's what I did say.
Oh!
Mortgages and overdrafts, they really get me down. VAT and income tax would make an angel frown. I've been to the banks of the Ohio, I've danced on the banks of the Nile, but the tightest bank in this whole world is where I must go now. You may be interested or interested to know that never were the interest or interest rates so low. At least that's what the advert said, but the manager said no. Things are getting tight, he said, about 10 times or so. Well, I tried to make it clear to him that I wasn't Ronald Biggs or even John DeLorean in an optimistic wink. But he just kept saying, things are tight, and his lips were tight as well. As he tightly closed the door behind me, here's what I did yell.
Oh!
Mortgages and overdrafts, they really get me down. VAT and income tax would make an angel frown. I've been to the banks of the Ohio, I've danced on the banks of the Nile, but the tightest bank in this whole world is where I must go now. Well, the next bank that I went to, I tried to be more frank. I said that money lent to me is as safe as in the bank. If that's the case, the manager said, we'll keep the dough right here, and we'll all sleep better every night, he whispered in my ear. Now the bank that gives me credit, I'll give them credit too. I need a little overdraft that would last a year or two. Sure, banks are legal robbers, and the rich all live in debt, and the poor don't owe a penny, so perhaps I'll be rich yet.
But
mortgages and overdrafts, they really get me down. VAT and income tax would make an angel frown. I've been to the banks of the Ohio, I've danced on the banks of the Nile, but the tightest bank in this whole world is where I must go now. Aye, the tightest bank in this whole world is where I must go now.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.